We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Master Your Life, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone. I'm host Leah Mattinson, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. It's my absolute delight to bring to you Jaron March. I just recently met Jaron. He is promoting a wonderful product that I just went, he's such a cool guy, and he's promoting a product to actually help people to find the wellness within themselves, which we talk about a lot on this show. Life mastery is about health mastery. And so Jaron is just this wonderful guest that he's going to talk about something that you might be interested in that's easy, non-invasive. I'd like to mention as we get kicked off that what really caught my attention about this product was a video that I saw on YouTube called Horses Don't Lie, Life Wave. So be sure to check that out. And thanks again for my upcoming guest. So Jaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leah. Thanks for having me here on the show this morning. I do appreciate it. It's about 11 o'clock a.m. here in Las Vegas. It's still sunny and we're still reaching temperatures of 100 degrees. And October is just around the corner, but that comes with the territory here.
Wonderful. That's beautiful. It's not that here in Camrose, Alberta. It's raining and fall and the leaves are falling off the trees. Fall is a beautiful season, that's for sure. So, Jaron, tell the audience about your background because you have a very robust resume. And so I'd like people to know your background.
Yeah, sure. I'd be glad to. So, again, my name is Jaron. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. I was born and raised in West Baltimore. At a very young age, I took to loving sciences and also was a way to kind of get out of the norm of just being in a city because you had to explore certain territories to learn more about what's around you and the environments and things like that. So when I got to college, I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, and had a focus on biochemistry. And that was... it was eye-opening. Ultimately, I wanted to get into the medical field some way, but my path was a little different than most. At the age of 19, after my freshman year of undergrad, I was awarded the presidential scholarship, which was great for the finances and easier on the pockets to go through, right, through college back then. And my first internship was in radiation oncology at Columbia University in New York, New York, Upper Manhattan. It was pretty cool. I mean, I'm 19 years old, had my own place, and doing research at a pretty prestigious school, and learned that you could do so many alterations to DNA. And what we were doing, splicing certain genes, it was XGAL gene, XGAL gene that had ultraviolet radiation resistance. Now, this was pretty cool because if you could use that gene and replicate it and put it in some sort of ointment or topical solution, then you now have a solution or topical ointment that is UV resistant to radiation from the sun. I think the cool thing about that particular study was the fact that we were able to promote this gene and overexpression within the cells of the bacteria that we were growing. Now, just months before that, I had no idea any of this existed, you know, on a cellular level, on a DNA level. So this is more molecular than anything. But that was the first step into research. And from there, I did cardiovascular research at Johns Hopkins, and then I did transgenic animal research with the U.S. Department of Defense. And I was at University Health Science School, University of Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland, which is right next to the Naval Hospital. So this is in conjunction with NIH. Now, transgenic animal research is pretty cool because now you're stripping the whole genome of our subjects. At this point, it was mice. And then you can introduce a new genome. So a lot of people in science do remember this iconic image of this ear being on the back of a mouse. Like, how's a human ear going on the back of a mouse? Well, gene expression and doing genetic studies, you're able to do alterations that have those genes expressed to create the cartilage that goes underneath the subcutaneous tissue on a mouse. And there's some other things that I'm probably at too much liberty to say. I was not in the military, but I was doing research for the military. But there were things that they were more interested in from genetic applications when it came down to, let's say, terrorism and bioterrorism specifically. If you have certain antidote solutions or drugs, then you can fight against bioterrorism. And genetic research is one of the ways that paves to get into that sector. And so that's to help protect our soldiers and our civilians if there was ever a bioterrorist attack. So, well, I say fast forward maybe a year, I got into immunology, and that was at NIH, National Institutes for Health. And that was more looking at different antigen receptor responses to different viruses. And ultimately, to get to the point where you can do quick testing for people that may come in contact with infectious agents and things like that, so that the quicker you know what a person has, the quicker you can treat, the better chance you have of fighting disease. And so you can see, as I'm going into the story of my background, it's pretty versatile as far as my exposure into research. And the breakthrough that got me into the career that I am, which is surgical pathology, is after NIH, I then became a research assistant working with in vitro technology. So this was pretty cool because this was allowing us to take a model of the human body. And the site of metastasis for most drug that goes into our body that's induced is the liver. Well, most people know this. But there's also metabolism done also in the kidneys. Well, we were able to extract liver and kidney cells by donors, whether it been, you know, car accident, brain death, or whatever the case is. And we were creating hepatocytes. So the main product that we had at this company was hepatocyte production. And so people say, okay, what are, you know, hepatocytes? Well, hepata is, you know, Latin for liver. So these are liver cells that we were able to store. And we used the methyl sulfoxide because a real cool solution. You can freeze it down below the freezing point of water and I believe maybe negative 270 degrees Celsius. And the cells would not lyse. Most of the reasons why, you know, most people can't, well, most tissue can't freeze and then be defrosted and be viable is because as the cell expands or because of the water turned into ice crystals, it actually cuts through the cell membranes. And cell walls. So this is the methyl sulfoxide actually allows the cells to stay intact until the time that you defrost. So, but to the broader picture of this, we were taking the models of these cells, hepatocytes, and we were introducing the drug agents. So the cells would induce the drugs, whether it been acetaminophen, for instance, or dextromorphin, or you know any kind of drug agent that normally is inside a medication that we get from a pharmacy. The cells itself would take inside this particular drug and create metabolites. The metabolites then let us know the toxicity, the drug-drug interaction, the speed in which the induction or the cellular intake of this drug and output, and how fast the KMV max of it. So this is an ingenious way of studying a medication instead of a person taking the medication in a study, as we normally would have in a, you know, a long range of studies that would take to get a drug off the market. We're not doing that. We're actually using the human cells to do the same type of metabolism to avoid an interference with a whole person's body.
Right. That's pretty cool. So what would be an example of a drug study that you did using that technology?
Yeah. So one of them, for instance, like acetaminophen, a subclass 2A2 inhibitor. This is very practical for why you do not take Tylenol or acetaminophen after a night of partying. Okay. There have been numerous accounts where people taking a Tylenol for headaches, for hangover headaches, have gone into comas and ultimately have passed away. Very high mortality because you the Tylenol or acetaminophen, if it's taken to try to reduce the headache and allow a person to kind of wake up a little bit. Well, the subclass inhibitor or the actual enzyme that breaks down Tylenol so happens to be the same enzyme that's breaking down alcohol. So if that enzyme is being overworked and the workload is more than it can handle, then everything else that's not metabolized is then toxic. So that's why it's such a humongous drug-drug interaction that can have a detrimental effect on someone by taking. So ibuprofen is not, Tylenol doesn't have the same pathway as a different subclass inhibitor, and you will have a better chance of getting rid of your headache, you know, really just by drinking water or something like that. But there are some countries that actually have banned acetaminophen in higher concentrations just because of that.
Very interesting. And especially with the struggle that people have with alcohol right now, I think that's very relevant for people who are tuning in that either may have trouble, you know, with alcohol themselves or have people in their family that are struggling with alcohol, drinking too much. And we've seen an absolute explosion in that over the last few years. So yes. It is relevant. That's for sure. Keep them alive with a glass of water. Thanks. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And just drink water and electrolytes are important. Also, I would say if you're going to have a strong drink, then drink a glass of water to match that strong drink, you know, that thereafter, or space it out. That's something that just not told, because, you know, you can go to you can get Tylenol in any drugstore, and, you know, you're thinking, okay, this is for a headache. I'm going to be fine if I take this, boom. And before you know it, you know, you're having issues waking up, you know, your memory is gone, and you have to get to the hospital because of this drug-drug interaction. So,
well-meaning people in your life too might just go, this is, I'm going to help you and I'll give you a couple of Tylenol and you'll be fine. Go to sleep. And then you never wake up. So it is very good practical information. So for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after that I said, okay, well, I want to get more into clinical research. And there was an opening at Johns Hopkins, urology and pathology department. And they were looking for, at the time, they did a tissue microarray lab. Now, we were able to take, you can imagine, so a microscope can go down 20x, 40x as far as magnification. So the goal here was, how many different tissue types, cancerous and non-cancerous, can we do comparatively on one micro slide? So we were putting, it could be breast cancer cases in one area, prostate cancer in another area, colon cancer in another area, and you can see normal, you can see cancerous. And we had them all on one micro slide. And that would allow for researchers a very easy way to do comparative studies of the microbiology of this particular of these types of tissues. And it got much more advanced than that. So then these slides would actually go through a machine called ChromaVision. And I'm pretty sure ChromaVision is still out. But when you do special staining on certain tissue types, there are markers that you can see that fluoresce higher, stronger intensity as far as their color. Sometimes that these markers, if it's not being highlighted, like say, for instance, there are certain proteins that cancer cells make. Well, the special stains, immunostains, link onto these agents or receptor sites onto the cancer cells, and they have a higher illuminance. So the chromovision could tell you, based on the illuminance of the stain, it could tell you pretty much how strong the cancer is, almost like a staging. Is the beginning stages? Are there mitotic figures? Are there higher illuminance where you have more cellular debris coming from these cancerous cells? It was a very ingenious way to put pathology and technology together. Because essentially now you have a program that's doing something that the human eye just couldn't do. They're scanning in, you know, milliseconds and giving you a realm of diagnosis. Now, there's nothing compared to being a pathologist, because you're taking an account of the patient's age, their history, their you know, the health coming in, the pre-op diagnosis, and you're putting all that together and into one picture to get to render a diagnosis. So it would never be a pathologist, but it is a great aid of looking at multiple patients at one time and getting a ballpark as to what the aggression is, whether it's cancer cells or whether it's a non-cancerous cell. So that was pretty cool. And then it rolled over into prostate cancer research, and I was doing tumor volume studies. And doing tumor volume studies on a molecular level, on a macro level, was pretty cool, because it shows how much of a man prostate is actually being infiltrated by the cancer. You know, does it have capsular invasion? Is it going into the seminal vesicles or the vas deferens? Is it outside of the actual prostate? Tumor volume is a direct correlation, which makes sense. I mean, if the larger the tumor, the more invasion probably you would have. However, there are some cases where after treatment, you don't even see the tumor, but you still have presence of these particular cells, and that can then linger or around or outside of the organ itself. But one feature that we came across, and this became a very well-renowned, I would say, study or area of focus, is telomeres. I say within the last 5-10 years, people are starting to learn a little bit more about telomeres and what telomeres are. Telomeres are essentially the part of the DNA that keeps the DNA intact. Okay, as we get older, let's just say our copy machine doesn't print out the same amount of copies or the more or correct amount of copies as they used to, because our DNA replication system is starting to chip away a little bit. And this is natural. I mean, that's cellular life, cellular death, things like that. It happens over time, and that's why we're not meant, our body's not meant to be here forever, you know. Well, telomeres is a particular enzyme that actually keeps telomerase is the enzyme that keeps the DNA together intact. The telomere lengthening, how long the telomere is, then correlates to how healthy or how young you are. The shorter the telomeres are, shows how either how old you are or how, I don't want to say prevalent or exposed you are to getting cancer, but let's just say that cancerous cells are cells with wrong information because the copy machine is broke or is not working properly.
And so with the telomeres, that because I was interested in telomeres like 15 years ago when I got my people who listen to the show frequently know that I have a genetic status of being gene positive for Huntington's disease. So that's out there. So 15 years ago when I got my genetic status, I went, okay, how am I going to not have this thing? And that's when the telomere sort of information came to light for me. And that prior to that, it's like, a lot of the world still really thought that the brain and the body were hardwired, that whatever it was that you were born with is what you're going to be stuck with while you're here. So there's mounting evidence in the research field that actually you can improve your odds of delaying onset of things or completely avoiding things if you sort of understand that there's structures within the body that give us evidence, like the telomeres. So if you can hang on to that length, and I just remember thinking, all right, well, how do I make my telomeres as long as longer as possible? All right, how am I going to do that?
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
I did 5 years of and I'm not saying to do this, people. It's what I did. But I did a 5-year straight ketogenic, pure ketogenic diet without a cheat day from the age of 40 to 45. Yeah, people went, holy, how do you even do that? And I went, I'm highly motivated.
Yes.
I don't want this disease. So, yes. Yeah, so it's nice to hear that the research part of it is lining up. And I know this is a different circumstance because you're talking about cancer and I'm talking about a neurological.
And it all goes down to the base of degeneration. So maybe neurological or muscular or bone or, any tissue that comes in our body. The reason why things start to break down is because it's the cells that are being made, the new cells are being made, aren't made from perfect copies anymore. And that's why telomeres were important, because it shows that the longer the telomeres are, the chances of your copying cells that are coming out being almost exact as it was from the previous cell is much higher. And as we go older, that those telomeres actually shorten and don't have the same type of protection on the replication of those cells. So again, this is, to me, it was something very new. That was 2002, actually probably 99 to 2000. And that was my first publication that was received in PubMed. And out of that study, I think I was in about maybe 20, 21 publications from that study. And it was, again, I'm a young kid being inside this area, just, taking it all in, trying whatever I can. Didn't know that I was going to go into this sector of research, but it happened the way it did. And as I got a little older, I decided I would like to try clinical. And that's how I switched over to become a PA, a pathologist assistant, and started doing more gross examinations and clinical, more or less clinical bench work, more so than research. And the motivation for that was obviously financial, because you get into clinical and you start dealing with patients, things like that. It's much more financially gaining. Not saying that's the only reason, because it is very interesting work what we do, doing gross examination measurements and making sure the margins are clear so that the patients that are alive, making sure that they're ridden of the disease that's been taken out. So that's where I'm at now. It's currently in surgical pathology, surgery, the removal of pathology, disease, and I've been in this sector for about 15 years now.
Right. So you look too young to be in anything for 15 years. So for those of you,
thank you for the compliment. And it's funny you mentioned this, because tomorrow I go for my 30-year class reunion, and so I'm flying out to Baltimore later on tonight, going to the 30-year class reunion. Looking forward to seeing those good people.
Yes, that's wonderful. That is fantastic. So, and for people who are tuning in to this on the audio version, I want to invite you to come over to masteryourlife.ca so that you can tune into the video version of the interview and to get connected there. So you're doing surgical pathology, but what do you notice along the way? At some point, did you go, wow, a lot of people are like really sick, and how do I help them before surgery? Like, or was that, what's your line of thinking? And maybe what are you doing? Sure. Kind of as a, we'll say a side hustle, like I'm just laughing to myself, but it's, so how did you get interested in life wave technology?
Yeah. So, again, the motivation for me against the clinical part was really because it just paid more, you know, it was right. it was there for the taking. And when I got to Nevada, because of my research, it helped with getting my licensing out here. So that's been great. So one of the things I notice a lot in surgical pathology is that we get a lot of dermatopathology cases. These could be blemishes. These could be, you know, hyperpigmented areas on the skin. Could be moles. It could be squamous cell carcinoma, basal cell carcinoma. It could be a number of things. And these biopsies are taken to see what it is. So microscopically, you can tell, you know, which cells are cancerous, which ones are normal. What I noticed is that a lot of things that I would totally overlook, people are a lot more in tune to on their bodies. They see a blemish, they say, okay, I'm getting this checked out. And it's a good and bad. You know, I'm going to be as down earth as possible about this, because to me, I think the good part is if there is something that's malignant or something that is pathological, then yes, you removed it and you feel safer.
Right.
The reason why you wanted to get removed anyway, because of the fear of, hey, this could be cancerous. This could be the start of something. I mean, we all know even Bob Marley started with melanoma of the toe, and that eventually took his life. So the good is if you're proactive, it can really save your life. The bad to me is, what is the underlying reasons of these blemishes? What is the underlying reasons of, a certain crusting that's happened in the focal area of your leg? You know, what is the underlying reason? You know, the body is in some imbalance for this pathology and disease to come up to begin with. So for me, this is the age of technology. Mm-hmm. And a lot of great technology we have is in frequency. This is so new that you couldn't go to a store to find this. You know, LifeWave is the company I partnered with in 2006. But as a product user, I just wanted to see what the product was about. I used the energy enhancers, and I was at the gym, and I couldn't stop, like, working out. I literally had to take the patches off to go to sleep. And that is, over the years, has cut down my coffee consumption by at least 80%. I'm not saying, you know, coffee's bad, but, you know, if I can get away from those jitters, I'm good. You know, I'd rather stay that way. But what I noticed about the company is over the years, they started progressing from one generation to the next as far as the product. And the second stage of it was getting more molecular, so cellular protection. That's done with the carnosine patch. Then you have glutathione patch, which increases the glutathione within the bloodstream. That's the body's major antioxidant to help fight off free radicals, keep the body's healthy. And then you have Aeon patch, which is help with the sympathetic nervous system, to relax the sympathetic nervous system so the body won't be under internal stress when it's trying to fight off disease. So this is which really started turning my wheels, because this is not using drugs. This is not going to the doctor. This is not going to a way of, you know, mainstream way of getting back to health. This is your body being communicated to make the cells work more efficiently. And that there is just an amazing technology. And LifeWave technology, all the technology is patented. And essentially, what's going on here is that, just real quick, obviously, even Einstein said the future of medicine is in frequency. You know, I just want to make that note. And now we're at the age where things are coming out to truly help us and truly help our body help itself. And the way this technology works is that our bodies are like batteries. You know, a lot of people remember the Matrix and how the machines were used in the human life, the human bodies as their energy source. But our bodies are like batteries. We emit heat in the form of infrared. The light ray patches act like little small mirrors that reflect some heat back to the skin surface, but in the form of frequency. It just so happens that the configuration of the reflection that's going back to skin surface is different based on the product. And some products will induce energy. Some products will induce sleep. Some products will induce better skin, more elasticity and within collagen for the face and, you know, skin of the body in general. Some of our products will, again, with cellular protection. And the one that's pretty much the breakthrough product that happened in 2018 and released to the public in January of 2019 was that of X39. And X39 is the patch that we have that actually stimulates and activates the body's own stem cell production. And that has changed the lives of so many people.
Yeah.
I've met people that I know with rheumatoid arthritis who are able to walk and able to hold a pen. Something as simple as feeding themselves using a fork or a spoon, they couldn't do it for years. And after 1 month of using X39, LifeWave X39, they can now grasp a fork and feed themselves. They can now grasp a pen and write a letter. Things they used to do, just writing poetry or something like that, because their joints were so crippling, they couldn't do it anymore. And so now it you know, just to hear these stories, and these are this amazing testimonials. A good friend of mine that I met through LifeWave, who was interested in using the patch, said, "You think this will help with my herniated disc? I'm having issues with walking. I can't walk up steps, no more than 2 or 3 steps." And I said, "It may. You know, I don't want to, you know, give any, you know, false hopes or anything. Just being as realistic as possible." And I sent it out to her, and I say a month later, she calls me back, and I heard the trembling in her voice, and I thought maybe a family member passed, or I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And yes, she had, in a month period of time, she was not able to walk up steps. She walked up 3 flights of steps to go to a counseling meeting, a town hall home counseling meeting in Modesto, California. And when she walked up the steps, everyone was waiting for her, clapping for her, because she hasn't walked up those steps, and she said, easily 5 years.
Holy, wow.
And that's after 1 month.
So how long
was
she using the X39?
X39, that was after 1 month.
Wow.
1 month.
Amazing.
And yeah, when you hear that, and you see, and she has not been using the cane since then. And this is back in 2000, and I want to say 2020. It was 2019, 2020. And in the last 3 or 4 years, she hasn't used a cane yet.
And so she's still using the X39s?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. She's still a product user.
Mm-hmm. Right, so she's using them daily. And she's not had any reversal in her wellness progression then, because she's still walking without a cane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. That is huge, huge. And so yeah.
Now X39, you know, you're talking USD $149 if, you know, you buy it as a customer. If you're a preferred customer, it's $99 a month. But just imagine how much money she would have spent in medication, possible surgery, rehabilitation, to get to where she's at now with not using an assistant aid for walking like a cane. And she has nothing that's been altered in her body due to surgery or any type of manipulation.
That's amazing.
So who has a better chance of longevity and living longer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it's incredible. And the other cost that medical bankruptcy is rampant in the U.S. Mm-hmm. for sure, probably in most Western developed nations. But I was reading a recent stat that it's around like 60% of all bankruptcies. 64% of all bankruptcies are medical, for medical expenses. So this is just like, I mean, it's staggering. We only talk about, you know, them not needing surgery, but if you've got to be, if you become bedridden, you need somebody to take care of you. So there's all this in-home care that happens, and you're bringing in, you know, things to be able to move yourself around the house. I'm familiar with that, definitely, with this whole Huntington's thing in the Huntington's groups. There's lots of people doing that. Yes. And how about Parkinson's? Like, I had heard some recent testimonials. Have you heard any testimonials about Parkinson's and the X39?
Well, first, again, just a disclaimer, we don't say X39 will actually cure any type of disease or any type of ailment. This is here to help your body promote healing itself. And this is non-transdermal. There's no drug-drug interaction. If you can wear a Band-Aid, you can wear a patch. And we use hyperallergenic adhesive. So this is about as non-invasive as you're probably going to ever see anything outside of, I would say, natural sunlight. But then again, there are issues with getting natural sunlight, too. So,
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Back to Parkinson's. The Parkinson's is a neurological degeneration. And we hinted on that earlier. We were just talking. So what we have found out in the studies of X39 is that there is brain mapping and neurological connectivity that's being increased. What does that mean? That means that your brain could be more efficiently wired by using the product. Could be. Mm-hmm. Now, if the wiring is good, then the neurological response is good, then other ailments may even subside or not be as aggressive in their progression, because now you're recreating the mesh network that's needed for the brain to work more efficiently.
Yeah, very cool. And like going back to one of the other products, the glutathione was another one that I was, I guess, curious about, only because it's like people take glutathione supplements.
Yes.
But so what's the difference between taking a supplement and having a patch? I mean, obviously you're ingesting something, but is there any difference in the uptake or the change or how long it takes for the effectiveness or the glutathione to show up in the body?
Yeah, sure. So this is the glutathione patch, as you can see it there. So very, very nicely packaged. You know, I have not done much research into the ingestion of glutathione. I do know that most of it is liposomal in order for it to get into the bloodstream. But like most drugs and most things that we induce by eating or consumption, there's a denaturation process that happens within the gut. And like, for instance, X39 activates the body's stem cells by activating a particular copper peptide called GHK, GHK copper binding peptide. And this has been sought after for years by Big Pharma, to create a drug that has the same effects on the stem cell activation. But the reason why they can't create it is because the drug itself, the synthetic drug, is denatured right during the part of ingestion. So it never reaches its target point in order to create that that kind of response. And I imagine that taking an oral supplement is still going to have the same type of issue, whereas that it's not, you're not going to absorb all the milligrams that it says on the bottle. Your body's going to take in what it can, but the denaturation of the gastric juices and the absorption within the gut lining and getting to the mucosa and to the bloodstream, that whole process normally has a denaturation of any type of synthetic material. That's why most organic or natural occurring medicinal uses have a much more higher effect. And that's you know, that's going to a whole nother segment of a call or a presentation, because that's on the rise as well, as you probably know, as far as herbal medicines and mushrooms and things like that. So, but to get back to the glutathione, the Life Rate patch activates the body's own ability to raise glutathione within inside itself. So you're going to have a 300% increase in glutathione within 24 hours after using the patch. That can't be measured against any product that's over the counter or prescription. It's just amazing. And so a lot of people say, okay, so I hear about this glutathione and, you know, what does it really do? And just, I would think of it like this, the body's main master molecule that helps with free radicals. And free radicals can be done by stress. It can be done by pollution. It can be done by different foods we eat. So to remove these free radicals, to get the body to be more in homeostasis, glutathione is this particular, a compound or which actually adheres to these free radicals and excretes through the process, getting it out of the body. It also helps with removing heavy metals that we have in our bodies. And it just rids the bodies of bad things that can have cellular damage because of the presence of having free radicals.
Yeah, that's lovely. It's like the export system. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. When I read that, the 300%, I went, yeah. I didn't have to take anything. I know, I was just like gobsmacked by that, because it is, it's hard to take all of the supplements that a person is recommended to get really benefits. So this is just so easy. So maybe you could just talk a little bit about the actual construction of the patch. You mentioned it is like a Band-Aid, but let's just talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So this is the Alavita patch right here. Is the package here.
Right. So it's about the size of a quarter.
It's about the size of a quarter. These are small. They're very pliable. I mean, you can bend them back and forth. It's almost like a circle of Band-Aid in a sense. Yes. And what you do is you just take off the adhesive. You can see Alavita there.
Yes.
And just take the adhesive off the covering. Okay. And now you have the actual patch. Okay. Good. And then you place this. We have areas on the body that we find to be more effective, and that's going to be right behind the back of the neck, which I believe is C4 or C7. You put it at that area, and these are kind of like meridian places where the energy flows through the body more naturally. Not saying the patch won't work if you have it anywhere else. It's just that you, just like acupuncture or acupressure, you get a different response or more enhanced response by putting in certain focal areas. So I just take this, I put it on the back of the neck, and 12 hours on, and you don't really notice too much physically. However, energy enhancer, you totally notice something there. And even X39, some people do notice a detox effect. So they may feel a little tired at first because the body's getting naturally, same thing with glutathione, it naturally is detox. Any type of detox you do, you sometimes kind of get a little tired because your body's working on the inner to get rid of all the waste. But yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, you just put them on 12 hours on and then, you know, you take them off the next day. The only thing we say to really make sure that you hydrate. Okay, you on a cellular level, this whole process called photobiomodulation, photo for for light, and biomodulation is saying basically the cells are being told to work more efficiently, so they may not be as sluggish as they used to be, because now they're getting like a jolt of signal to say, okay, let's be more more active and more efficient. So drinking more water helps out tremendously. But X39, we also recommend eating foods rich in copper. This is a copper binding peptide that's being activated. So the more prevalence of copper within the bloodstream, or the more effective that the patch can actually work, and the more effective your results will be. But yeah, very small. All the patches look the same. The only ones that we have that dual dual polarity is going to be the energy enhancer. And I'll bring these guys out. This is the energy enhancer. And then you have Ice Wave. Where's my Ice Wave at? And they work by, I'll actually show you with the energy enhancer. Bear with me. And essentially what's going on here is that you have two patches. You have a tan one and a white one. And the tan one coincides with the left side of the body, and the white one coincides with the right side of the body. So these are Ice Wave and Energy Enhancer, the only patches we have with dual polarity. So again, this is the white patch. Well, you guys are looking at it different. So
white on right.
White on right, tan on left, exactly. And again, these have different acupressure points. They have more of effectiveness. However, you can actually have these in your pocket, not even on your skin, and you will feel the effects of them. That's how powerful this technology is. If the patches can, not like they have feelings, but if the patches can read your body heat, they activate. Okay. Some people don't like having adhesives, so right. They actually will clip on the patch to the underside of their shirt so that the patch is still against the skin, just not using adhesive.
Right, well, that's a great solution, because there's lots of people who have work and they sweat. And then they have the problems with the adhesive, can kind of, maybe don't be that comfortable. And also, so for hip and lower back pain, putting those in your pocket. So would you suggest for a man or a woman with hip problems and lower back pain, maybe that they put it in the front pockets or the back pockets of pants, or like what, where would you put them, front, back?
Yeah, so for pain, I would say Ice Wave would be one of the patches. Now put those on the bottom of the feet.
Okay.
And that deals with whole body pain. So that no matter where the pain is, it'll help alleviate. And we have studies and images that show, like infrared images of a person using Ice Wave patches before and 10 minutes later. Totally difference. Not as much redness, not as much inflammation. It totally goes down. There's actually a really good study that was done in France. And this is all on lifewave.com, if anyone like to, take a look at it. But it showed, it was a remarkable study done, and it showed about 80% to 90% decrease in pain on patients that were dealing with chronic issues. But I would combo Ice Wave and X39. Okay, so X39, again, all these patches look the same as far as the image of them. The package is different, and on the labels, it'll let you know exactly what product you're using. But X39, at the site of where the pain is, in conjunction with Ice Wave, is a remarkable, remarkable way of bringing down your pain and inflammation. So we're not looking really for a quick fix here, by the way. Most medications that you take, whether it be ibuprofen, whether it be naproxen, is now really big because it's actually better for your gut lining than ibuprofen. But all these are working towards inflammation, not really taking care of how the inflammation got there. Again, it's just, okay, we can, and nothing wrong with that. I mean, if I have twisted my ankle, I'm reaching out for some of these things, because I know that I can take down inflammation right away. But what we're doing is healing the body from within. And the results you're going to get from X39 and LifeWave products in general are going to outlast any prescription that you, I would say, can get. And again, not to say anything's wrong with taking prescription, but if you can have the body, have a way to communicate with the body to act more efficiently without the use of drugs, it's just a no-brainer for me. Most people use that combination of X39 and Aeon patch to get rid of all whole body pain as well. So, again, Aeon calms the parasympathetic nervous system, which would be responsible for response to pain and inflammation. So, that's the combination that we use. And it's really awesome because I know people that use these products every day, the LifeWay patches every day to get these kind of results to help out with their common ailments.
Yes, it's been so much fun to read the testimonials and see what the there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people telling their stories, and all of them are uplifting, you know, so you go really to have technology that you can use and not have to have it invade your body. I just was like, that is incredible. So I'm so glad that you came on and shared a little bit about this technology, because I think that there's so much more to unpack, you know, and people looking at this through the lens of their own health issues probably have a million questions about, well, how do I use that? And oh my gosh, that's a lot of patching, you know?
Yes.
I'm going to be confused. Do I need a whole body acupuncture manual to do this?
and we have videos on how the patches work. And then the CEO, David Schmidt, great guy, tons of integrity and just a visionary. I mean, to create this kind of technology is just amazing. And maybe, you know, during another session, I'll actually talk about, if he doesn't talk about himself, how he actually got involved into energy medicine to begin with. It's an honor to come out and let people know, hey, there are different ways to deal with ailments. There are different ways to make your body more healthy and to work more properly. So I do appreciate that.
Love it, love it. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jaren. We're out of time for today. But for those who want to check out the LifeWave patches, you can come to the masteryourlife.ca website and go to the shop page, and you'll be connected to both myself and Jaren. So you can learn more there. You can join if you want, or you can just shop. So whatever works for you.
And one important thing to let you know, the listeners and viewers know, is that LifeWave offers a 90-day money-back guarantee. I mean, most companies may do 30 days. Some do only 15 days, but there's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Just try it out. If you have a loved one that's going through some issues, let them try the product. I mean, this is non-invasive. Nothing's going in the body. It is there to really truly help the body help itself. It's the only company that I know that has this kind of product and technology that's able to do that. So just give it a try. You know, you'll be surprised. And when it's going to be the turning point is that when you see a family member, if not yourself, have better results and better health within minutes sometimes of using this product, that's the turning point. That's when the light bulb goes off. You say, hey, there's truly something here.
Yes, love it. And I'm so glad you shared the story of your friend and sending her some product. I did the same. So I'd love to come back on and do another interview and talk with you about the results people are getting, if you'd like to do that in the future. That'd be great, because I do have some reporting, but I can't, but we're out of time, so I can't share right now. Come on over, guys, to masteryourlife.ca. Send other people over to the website to watch this video interview. And thanks again, Jaren, for your time.
Sure. Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Leah. I do appreciate it. And have an awesome weekend.
Thank you so much, everybody. Love yourselves. Love each other. Mind your minds. That's all for us. Bye for now.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.